17 innings. Pitcher hit a home run.
All right, it'll be 6 o'clock here in about 15 seconds, so we'll go ahead and get started. Nathan, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Councilmember Biggs?
Here.
Council President Bruce?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you will join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, first item is the consent agenda. Any questions or comments? Or...
I move we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval of the consent agenda. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, Nathan, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. I didn't have anybody sign up for public comment. Is there anybody who wishes to address the council tonight that didn't get a chance to sign in? All right. Well, that takes us right to the month of the military child. This is a proclamation. Before I do this, I want to thank Greta Smith. She's been our liaison for all things to do with deployed military folks and families and kids for quite some time, and she works very tirelessly at that, and also inspires us all here at City Hall to be purple all month. So thank you, Greta, for all you do on that. All right, month of the military child. Whereas April is the month of the military child, and whereas the month of the military child is a special month to recognize and pay tribute to military families and their children for the daily sacrifices made for their commitment, courage, and unconditional support of our armed forces. And whereas there are more than 2 million military children who face many challenges and unique experiences as a result of their parents' service, and whereas Air Force Blue, Army Green, Marine Red, Navy Blue, and Coast Guard Blue are all thought to combine as a single color purple, and whereas a month-long salute will recognize that military children serve also. And citizens of CUNA will be afforded the opportunity to honor these children by wearing the color purple. Now, therefore, I, Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, do hereby proclaim April 2025 as Month of the Military Child and invite all CUNA citizens to honor military children by wearing purple each Friday in April. And we have a couple folks here that I will present this to.
What covers the Space Force?
Blue, I don't think. I was about to say we're the Space Force.
Get over here.
Thank you, Miss Greta. Thank you.
All right, next item is 6A, a public hearing on case number 2404-0A, an ordinance amendment to certificates of occupancy. Doug Hansen.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Director, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. The City of CUNA Planning and Zoning Department requests a zoning text amendment application to Title 5, Chapter 8, Part 12 of CUNA City Code, providing additional clarification with the addition of a definition for change in occupancy. And with that, I will stand by for any questions.
Okay, questions for Doug. And this mainly pertains to change in occupancy and building modifications, tenant improvements, that kind of thing, right? So.
Yeah, I looked over it. I didn't have any questions, did you?
No, I looked up an AI, but see what the definition compared, but other than that.
All right, and this is a public hearing. I didn't have anybody sign in to testify in this matter. Is there anybody who wishes to that didn't get a chance to? All right, seeing that, none.
I move we close evidence presentation and move to deliberation.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve case number 24-04-OA.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I believe that's all we had on that one, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Item 7A, consideration to approve case number 2505, time extension for Linrock Subdivision. Is this one that you want to take, Doug? Okay.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning Zoning Director, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. The applicant is requesting a preliminary plat time extension approval for the Linrock subdivision located near the northeast corner of South Linder Road and West Lake Hazel Road. A majority of the underground improvements have been installed, and paving for phases 1 and 2 are planned for this spring. QOPEs have been issued by the Public Works Department for final plat phases 1 and 2, with civil plan review of phase 3 nearly complete. Upon review, staff finds the application to be in compliance with CUNA City Code and the comprehensive plan. Should the council approve the time extension this evening, staff recommends the applicant be subject to the conditions as listed in staff's report. And with that, I will stand by for any questions.
Okay, questions for Doug?
I did, actually.
Okay.
Doug, is this the first one, or is this?
For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning. So, yes, so this would be for the preliminary plat. They haven't had the opportunity to record phase one yet.
Okay, thank you. You guys have anything?
No.
I move we approve case number 25-05-TE.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Is there any discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Future Land Use Map Advisory Committee recommendation. Doug Hansen.
Good evening. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning. There is a memo available in your packet, but with the time decision for this discussion item, Kristen Sandu, who was the chairman of the advisory committee, has prepared a presentation.
Good. Thank you. You may have the floor, sir. And Kristen, thank you for your work on this.
Just tap the red face there.
Fancy. Good evening, Mayor, Council members. Thank you for the time tonight. For the record, I'm Kristen Sandium. I've had the honor of serving as the chairman of the Future Land Use Map Advisory Committee. Over the past year, our committee has worked diligently to reimagine a future land use map that doesn't just reflect where we are, but where we're going. And tonight I'm here to present the results of our work. A more intuitive, a more usable map supported by practical land use categories and strategic overlay districts, all designed to guide the next update to CUNA's comprehensive plan. This committee was established by Resolution 23-2024, approved last March. Our charge was straightforward: recommend a revised land use map based on community needs, infrastructure realities, and smart planning principles. We grounded our work in expert insight, including presentations from Compass, on regional planning and data modeling, ACHD on transportation and infrastructure capacity, Public Works on utilities and service delivery, Boise Valley Economic Partnership on workforce and economic opportunity, developer presentation to understand how our code translates on the ground. From there, we held multiple working sessions, reviewed feedback, evaluated growth corridors, and ultimately approved the proposed map and the supporting materials on April 12, 2025. We've reconstructed the map's land use designations to reduce confusion and more transparent zoning transitions. High density residential is now urban, medium density residential suburban, low density residential rural. The mixed use designation has been removed and replaced with clearly defined commercial or residential categories depending on the specific context and location. This new structure keeps things straightforward, no more gray zones or overgeneralized designations. It supports implementation and reduces interpretational delays. The urban designation is where higher density development belongs, typically around transportation corridors and key commercial nodes. Housing types includes apartments, townhomes, condos, and attached or detached single family on small lots. Commercial uses are allowed, but context specific, in this case, community commercial. Urban zones are intended to support compact, walkable, well-serviced neighborhoods. This is where we encourage smart density, not sprawl, and where infrastructure investment can be most effectively leveraged. The suburban category covers the majority of CUNA's traditional residential neighborhoods, includes single-family homes, townhomes, and accessory dwelling units, allows limited neighborhood commercial, like small retail or professional services. Density is moderate, supporting up to 3 units per cluster where appropriate. This area is about preserving the neighborhood feel while still offering options for moderate infill and local servicing amenities. The rural designation maintains the low density residential character, large lots, single family housing, accessory dwelling units. Infrastructure is minimal. Development is expected to be self-contained and aligned with agricultural uses. This category also acts as a transition buffer between urbanizing zones and natural or agricultural land. To better align with infrastructure, mobility, and market opportunity, we introduced 5 overlay districts. Meridian Road Corridor, this is the high visibility growth corridor that will play a central role in CUNA's future. Regional commercial hub allows high density residential up to 20 units per acre. Think big box retail, mixed residential over commercial, and service offices. This overlay is about scale and access, built around transportation and high volume potential. 10 Mile, a more neighborhood-focused growth corridor. 10 Mile supports community commercial, vertical use, residential up to 12 units per acre. This overlay is ideal for townhomes over shops, corner cafes, and flexible zoning that supports walkable mixed environments. Downtown CUNA remains central to community identity and small business success. Designated for neighborhood commercial, allows vertical use, guided by downtown design standards to ensure character, walkability, and infill development. This overlay reinforces what's already working while setting a standard for continued revitalization. The railroad district is designed for commercial and light industrial flex space, ideal for trades, makers, and small logistics. Supports jobs without overloading city infrastructure. Design standards still apply to maintain compatibility with surrounding areas. This is about functionality, not just land consumption, and expanding CUNA's local business footprint. The McDermott overlay anticipates future growth along Highway 16. It is reserved for future commercial. We made sure to align with NAMPA's comprehensive plan and regional development models. This is about smart preservation, setting aside the land now so we don't scramble later when demand hits. This map isn't just a redrawing, it's a refocus. It reflects the realities of where we're growing, the infrastructure that can support it, and the kind of community CUNA residents want to continue building. We believe the proposed future land use map offers clarity for staff and council, predictability for developers, and most importantly, confidence for residents that growth is being handled with foresight, not just reaction. On behalf of the entire committee, I thank you for the opportunity to serve, and we welcome your feedback as this process moves forward. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. And I want to thank the entire committee for all their work on this. This was a pretty in-depth look, so I appreciate all that. I know how much time all those things take.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. I like the end result here. Now, I have a question.
Yes.
Will they continue to do that, or is that committee exhausted now, or how does that work?
Doug, where are you at with that?
For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Director. So that committee is now complete. What we will do is we will take this map and the accompanying exhibits, and that will inform our comprehensive plan update that will start next fiscal year.
Okay. Thank you, Doug.
Okay.
So, Doug, so I just made a couple notes, just jotting down the R20, R12, you know, along with the urban, suburban, et cetera. On the McDermott one, it mentions, this is just minor, the city's easternmost entry corridor, which is, I think, probably the westernmost, right?
Correct. That's okay. A typo.
Okay. Unless there was another McDermott I didn't know.
Leave it to the Coast Guard guy to find the directions.
He's the Coast Guard guy. I'm the Navy guy.
Oh, you've
heard. We're a lot smarter.
No, oh. John. Yeah. John, not me.
John's the Coast Guard guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's out on the coast right now.
I'm sorry about that. He is on the coast right now.
Mr. Mayor, do we need to accept that presentation, or do we just, is it?
Yeah, I think, for the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, it's just a discussion item.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good.
All right, anybody have anything further on that?
No, great presentation.
All right, good job. All right, consideration to approve R32-2025 design-build construction contract agreement with Prusik Construction LLC, Nathan Stanley.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Nathan Stanley, City Clerk, 751 West 4th Street. The contract in front of you is for the new chamber build out here in the front lot there where the flag and tractor are. There's been a need for meeting space, and as we could tell the last council meeting, there's a need for a larger council chambers. So this will act as a council chambers and public meeting space for committees and residents to be able to have a public space for meetings when needed. And I'll stand for any questions.
And this is something that we had budgeted for. We just finally got through finalization of the contract so that we can actually move forward with that. But yeah, there is a lack of public meeting space in the city, and so we envision that being something that this can be used for as well as council chambers. So.
And so it'll be, where will it be located?
Right out front here in this front green lot. Wouldn't take up the whole thing, about a little over half of it.
Is that, yeah, I'd say about
close
to 75% of it.
How many bidders did we have on this?
How many what?
Bidders.
We went through the design build bid process.
Correct. So it was design build. So we put out an RFQ. We had 8 companies submit packets. We conducted interviews, and Prusik was selected as the appropriate choice.
What was the timeline on it?
They have 365 days once this is approved.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's 1 year for corrections. We have a warranty, I guess, for 1 year. Is that how I read that? Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Do you have anything?
No, I'm good.
Councilman Biggs? Move we approve R32-2025.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval of R32-2025. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. All right. Consideration to approve ordinance 2025-12. Here we go. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors DB Development LLC and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Nampa Meridian Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2025-12.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of the ordinance. Is there any discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2025-12.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded for approval of the ordinance. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance 2025-13, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors NELA Project LLC and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, and directing the city engineer to provide notice of the ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of 2025-13 ordinance.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings. Any discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2025-13.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Any discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That takes us to the end of items on the agenda. Did anybody have anything they would like to mention? I think I would like to thank Representative Chris Bruce, who sits on our council, for a lot of fine work this year. It's not often that a freshman legislator actually gets to get some pieces of legislation through, and you worked hard on that. I know you did, so I appreciate all your efforts there. So thank you for representing this district well.
Well, and thank you for always being available for my calls.
You're very welcome.
For questions.
I appreciate the calls. That's rare.
But I'm glad it was 89 days. It was a mad dash. So, and the ideas didn't get better as it went on. So, it was interesting time. Thank you.
You bet. All right, anybody have anything else?
No.
All right. If not, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Did they get the bill passed? About-